The Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people to sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, and so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. And the sea had become rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land which they were going. The word, the gospel of the Lord. Invite you to be seated. With such a long gospel reading, you kind of forget which reading it is. Today begins 5 weeks in one chapter of John's gospel, chapter 6, 5 weeks in chapter 6, with Jesus as the bread of life. Now, every 3 years when this happens, I don't really look forward to making one chapter and a narrow topic try to be engaging for 5 weeks. But this year, I have to confess that I'm not unhappy to be finished with 3 weeks of criticizing self-centered kings and presidents, just in case you wondered. Today's gospel reading holds 2 miracles, Jesus feeding the multitudes and walking on water. Oh, and I should say, I think Sammy's here today. Yes, hi, Sammy. Sammy is here, and for those of you who don't know Sammy, he has nonverbal autism, and so he verbalizes in different ways and with hand movements and noises, so we're happy to have him here. In this age of science, many people, and actually including me, if I have to be honest, are a little uncomfortable with miracle stories, which were common and to be expected in Jesus' day of special people. You know, we think they might have been okay for ancient people, but we're beyond that now. They make some of us feel almost embarrassed or in need of explaining. So over the last couple of 100 years since the Enlightenment, preachers have tried to explain them away, the miracles. Common explanations, and you might have heard of some of these, for walking on water. One is that Jesus knew where the rocks or the sandbars were. He wasn't trying to do a miracle. He was just trying to get to his disciples. And the feeding miracle is often demystified as a sharing story. And the explanation goes like this. Everybody gathered, 5,000 people, and under their tunics, everybody else had also brought food. So when Jesus began to share the little boy's fish and bread, it inspired everybody to begin sharing with their neighbor. So the miracle was that everybody was actually nice to one another. And it does seem like a miracle at times in our world. However, if that's all God does in Jesus, teach us how to be nice or share, is that it? Why did Jesus get executed? And is that what you really want to hear from the pulpit? To be told to be a nicer person? Is my job to try to inspire you to be a better human being only? Well, being just and honest and caring, as our Creator intended us and does reveal to us in Scripture, is only part of what my job is here, and it's only part of the Word. It's actually also part of Judaism and Islam, and I would even say of most religions, to try to be better, good, caring human beings. The Christian tradition goes further by asking the question, so how are you doing with that? Are you at the place you should be when it comes to justice and honesty and caring? If your answer is not really, then Jesus has something to offer you today in this gospel reading. I don't think I'm the only one when confronted with our world's volatility and uncertainty and suffering who doesn't really want a God who tries to get me to be nice by using Jesus as an example. I want a God who's at the heart of this feeding miracle, a God who brings abundance out of nothing, who feeds thousands of hungry people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, a God who brings life out of death, who creates the universe out of nothing. See, I think rather than an example of niceness, this feeding miracle is really about being hungry. Being hungry for a God whose favorite material to work with is nothing, scarcity. See, instead of trying to figure out the miracle, we can simply count ourselves among the hungry. Hungry for meaning in life. Hungry for something to hold on to in life, for forgiveness, for faith, hungry for God and Jesus. It doesn't matter whether you're a pastor or an accountant or a teacher. It doesn't matter that you come to church every week, every Sunday, or once a year. The best thing that any Christian can bring with them when we gather together is our hunger. And so, yes, even though I'm still uncomfortable with miracle stories, I am glad for them because I am hungry for a God who brings something out of nothing, faith out of indifference, a believer out of me and you. So when you think of this miracle story, why not put yourself into the category of the hungry people looking to Jesus, who himself puts himself in the category of bread, our bread of life. Amen.